Tom, do you see any vast differences between the Broncos defense now and perhaps when you faced them in 09?
Yeah, well, there's some things that they're doing in the last 3 weeks that aren't really new. They're just doing maybe a little bit more of. You know, but the way they played against the Steelers, they played a great game and, you know, certainly deserved to win the game. They were, you know, definitely, you know, the better team on Sunday. So they're a challenging team to prepare for. They got a lot of great players and some very challenging defensive schemes to prepare for. So, you know, we got our work cut out for us.
How nice a luxury is it to have not one but two elite tight ends like you have?
Yeah, well, they've definitely made plays for us all season, and they're a big part of what we do offensively. I think that tight end position complements our receiver position and complements our run game. So really, good offenses need to be able to throw the ball to everybody, to be able to balance it off with the running game, play action pass. You know, there's a lot of things that you know we need to continue to try to do a better job of, but. It's really about us as a unit complementing each other, and if they're going to cover the tight ends, then we got to throw to other guys, and if they're going to cover the receivers, we got to throw the tight ends. If they're covering those guys, we got to run the ball. So we're going to try to attack the weak part of the defense, and you know, see if we can gain some yards.
Hey Tom, what tangible effect does McDaniel's return have on you, and what do you think of the notion that his returning? You know, right here before the playoff game violates the spirit of fair competition?
You know, I haven't thought about that at all. You know, I got a lot of work to do this week. So, you know, my preparation's the same, and what I've, you know, what I'm trying to do is get ready for, you know, a damn good defense that we're going to face and you know, not worry about, you know, our coaching staff or anything about that. I mean, I got enough work to do as is.
Will Josh help you at all in that preparation?
You know, my preparation's pretty much the same as it's been all year. You know, we've been preparing a certain way, and I think, you know, we're 13-3. We, you know, we got a respectable record, so I don't see a big reason to change our preparation now.
One of the terms that was thrown around after the game the other day by some of the defensive players is that they kind of threw the kitchen sink at Pittsburgh. You've just played them a few weeks ago. How different was what you saw on tape against the Steelers from what you saw a few weeks ago?
Well, they executed very well. There's no doubt about that. I mean, they're a very good defense. They're very versatile. They got guys that can rush the pass. They have guys that can cover. They play the run well. They're physical, but they're fast, especially at the linebacker position. So they can do a lot of things defensively. They're very versatile. So, I mean, I think there's definitely things they did to keep the Steelers off balance. You know, the first half, the Steelers really didn't do much, you know, with the football. They made a few plays, but, you know, they really limited the points, so. They played a great game, so, you know, we got a lot to prepare for.
It just seems like they changed the fronts around a lot more than they did when they played you.
Well, they've been doing that all season. You know, they're definitely not a team that lines up in one thing and plays that all day. They like to keep things moving defensively and you know, continue to change their defensive calls and show you certain looks. And when the ball's snapped, disguise and go into other things, so. You know, there's a little bit of familiarity with playing them 4 weeks ago, but I'm sure they're going to have some new things in that we haven't prepared for and see if they can make some plays that way.
Tom, you achieved your fame much through winning multiple Super Bowls. How much does it amaze you, the fame and the Tebow mania that's been achieved so early in his career without, you know, the winning pedigree that a lot of players who gain that fame have achieved?
Well, it's... You know, it's you know, I don't pay attention to the hype too much. I mean, you know, about our team or other teams, or you know, you try to evaluate the team that you're playing and try to really stay unbiased because you know you don't want to get caught up in the hype of you know what announcers may say or the articles that are written about a particular team. So for the most part, I don't hear a lot of that stuff, so I'm not really privy to you know all that said.
Would you ever have any interest in an off-season or what have you in talking to Tim Tebow about handling fame, you know, something that you do very well?
You know, I got a chance to meet him after the game, and you know, he's obviously leading that team to a lot of wins. So, you know, I got two kids, so I'm pretty busy in the off season. I got a lot of work to do in preparing for the season myself.
How do you insulate yourself? I mean, you did have the immediate success. How do you insulate yourself from the outside world? Because out of all the things that Tebow's done this year, that may be one of the things he's done best, where just this chaos has swirled around him, but he's kind of kept his head and, you know, kept his eye on the prize, so to speak. How are you able to do that, and, you know, especially in a market like Boston where they're kind of crazy about the Patriots?
Well, I think we have ownership and head coach that really set the tone for our team, and you know, we really follow the lead of them, and you know, it's, you know, our head coach is not really concerned about what we did last year or last week or 10 years ago. I mean, he's concerned with, you know, our practice today and what our practice will be tomorrow, so we can be most prepared, you know, on a week-to-week basis. So it's really short-term focused here, and you know, we don't get too far ahead of ourselves or you know, make you know, hype ourselves up. I mean, I think we try to go out and execute and play good football, and you know, you expect nothing. There's no expectations other than, you know, our work ethic and our attitude and things that we can control. So you just try to stay focused on the things that you can control, which is, you know, attitude, ultimately our performance, and you try to do that as well as you can.
Some of the players today, the Broncos players, said the main thing, one of the things they've noticed about Tebow is when they go on the road, they see a lot more Broncos fans, a lot of number 15 jerseys, etc. Would you be surprised if you saw a decent number of number 15 jerseys and Bronco fans, what have you, at Saturday's game in New England?
Well, to be honest, I don't even look up in the stands, you know. I don't pay attention to any of that. You know, I try to go out there and focus on the Bronco jerseys on the field and what they're trying to do to attack us. And, you know, they got a lot of very good players and great coaching. So, you know, my job is focused on the field and not up in the stands.
Hey, Tom, the last time you guys played in the playoffs, Champ Bailey had that big interception return. When you look at Champ on film, do you see any drop-off in the 6 years since that game?
No, he's a phenomenal player, certainly one of the elite corners in the game and one of the elite corners over the last, you know, 14 years, however long he's 13 years since he's been playing. So I have a ton of respect for him. You know, the one thing about Champ is not only can he cover the pass, but he's great against the run. He's really a playmaker for them. I mean, he's a great leader. He's, you know, he's everything you look for in a football player, so... You know, I wish I could have him on our team and not play against him. I'm tired of playing against him. You know, he definitely challenges us, and he's a huge factor on every game that we play against them. So I have a ton of respect for him, and you always got to be careful throwing the ball to his side of the field.
You said, you know, it's looking at the now and the next, but when you look at your own career, a lot of your Super Bowl success came early, and recent playoff games, even, you know, you've lost a couple home games in a row. How much of an extra motivating factor is, you know, getting back to that Super Bowl after having a few years here where it hasn't quite gone the way it did earlier in your career?
Like I said, I don't think about, you know, last year or last week. I mean, you know, we're trying to win a game. It's really a one-game season for us. And, you know, there's nothing that, you know, anybody outside of our football team can do to help us win the game. And we got to go out there and earn it. And, you know, it's one thing you learn as a football player and playing, having, you know, obviously plenty of playing experience, is there's nothing that's handed to you in the NFL. If you're going to win games, especially in the playoffs, you got to earn them. And, you know, that's what we hope to go out there and do this weekend.
Do you have any dirt on Russ Hochstein?
Yeah, I love Russ. You know, I've had so many, you know, plays with both Russ and Lonnie. You know, Lonnie's one of my great friends. He and I started together, and we're on the same flight you know, when we first got to Foxborough 12 years ago. So, you know, I'm great friends with both those guys, and obviously, you know, I'm always rooting for them, obviously, except when they play us.
Did Lonnie make you sit in the middle seat?
Yeah, he's, you know, when you're the smallest guy coming back here, you're forced to do a lot of things. I was a kind of a skinny little punk, and Lonnie was about the same size then as he is now. So he's, you know, he's done a great job in his career, and I'm so happy for him. And you know, obviously he's in a great situation in Denver, and Josh brought him there, and he's still there, and he's playing well. So, you know, I'm always rooting for my friends.